Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, a lot of great vibes here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Friday Feels, where do you want to start?
Why can't I watch football tomorrow on YouTube TV? Why? Why is this a thing again? They keep sending these emails, and I keep seeing these tweets. Yesterday, during one of our breaks, actually, I was sitting in the studio in New York and I was scrolling Twitter, as one does during the break sometimes, and I saw SVP and Stanford Steve on the SportsCenter set wearing suits. And it wasn't this fun clip. It wasn't this exciting package. It was them basically talking to you, the viewer, the consumer, about saving ESPN on YouTube TV. But the deal's not complete. And unless they fix something today, which I don't even know if it's possible, I feel like the last time we saw this was CBS. Was it CBS NBC. Or something like that? Didn't
NBC.
Okay. And they figured it out at the wire. But I don't feel that sense of optimism because every ESPN talent has been posting about YouTube TV. So if they don't figure something out today, I'm going to flick on the YouTube TV that I pay $80 a month for. $80 a month. And I can't watch ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, SEC Network. Why? I don't even have an answer. I don't even know why.
I don't know why either. I kind of don't care what the why is. By the way, I saw those videos with their high-end talent. It's like, really? Company men, get out of here with that. With everything going on right now. Oh, my boss has told me to read this, so I'm going to be passionate about reading this. Like, get out of here, dude. It's so ridiculous. The price point, you're right. When we signed up, it's $35. I assume that's when you signed up. And everybody was talking about how great it was. Cut the cord. Okay, you're actually saving some money. Now you're not saving any money. We've been ranting on this for a long time. That with all the apps that you need now, that we used to all just have. We used to have access to it all, right? In the good old days of cable. Now we need all these apps. When you add it all up, we're paying more than when they were bending us over for $200-$300 a month. So what are we doing? Like, yeah, I pay the $82.99 a month, but that's before all the apps. That is before Sunday Ticket, and that's my choice. But that's a big reason that I'm still with YouTube TV, because of Sunday Ticket. And now with this latest one, most of the time I said, okay, these idiots are going to work it. Oh, I'm so scared. You're threatening me. I don't think this is a threat. This is what it is. And we're not going to have college football games, too many of them, this weekend. And I don't think we're going to have Monday night football between Arizona and Dallas. Are we supposed to talk about these games? I'm not switching right now. I'm not in a big rush to switch. Why? So I was looking at top 25. There are a number of teams that are off this weekend. We've got Oregon. Jeff Schwartz didn't wear any gear because Oregon's not playing this weekend. Bama, Texas A&M, Mizzou, BYU. Some good teams are off, right? There are 17 games involving top 25 teams. 17 games. 10 are on ABC or ESPN, including the ones that I cared the most about. Vanderbilt, Texas, ABC. Georgia, Florida, ABC. What else? Oklahoma, Tennessee, ABC. Now the Notre Dame fans are going to get pissed off because Notre Dame Boston College is an ESPN game, not an NBC, not a Peacock game. So the heavy hitters with the dollars are going to come out and they're going to be mad. Like everybody's going to be mad. But 10 of the 17 games involving top 25 teams, as far as I can see at this moment, will not be able to watch. So I tried. I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way around this. I think most of us have the app. I tried using the app on TV. And then when you have to click in your provider, nope. I'm paying for the ESPN app and I can't watch ESPN. Disney, the kids don't really watch Disney anymore. Like they're getting a little older. It's more Netflix if they're going to watch stuff. But, or some of the other apps, like, what are we doing? So much wasted money in a time where jobs are going away. You're getting less and less income. So much wasted money. I'm going to have to reassess over the weekend. I don't know. Are you thinking of switching? Are you at that point?
I'm not going back to cable. At least I don't want to.
What are you
going to
do?
But if I lay everything out, maybe I have to. I still have Xfinity for internet, which I'm happy with. I did cancel, though, I guess I didn't cancel it. I severely downgraded my TV package because the deal that I have, you have to have two. You have to have internet and TV. Or internet and home phone. I haven't had a home phone in 10 years. There's no point. Who calls the home phone? Just people either pranking you or trying to sell you something. There's no need. Do you even have a home phone still at the house?
No, I've not had one in a long, long time. No home phone.
There's no point. So my point is, of the two, when I signed up for the package, I'm like, well, that's easy. And at the time, I didn't have YouTube TV yet. I made the switch a couple years ago. So it was an easy decision for me. But when I went to go to the Xfinity store and I said, I don't want cable anymore, they said, well, would you like to activate your home phone service? I'm like, what? No, I don't want a home phone. Well, you need to keep two. That's the deal you signed. Fine. So now in one of the rooms, I have a cable box that gets like 9 channels. It's all the local news stations. ABC, CBS, NBC. I think there's a Fox in there, the Weather Channel, some other stupid channels. I never watch it. Everything is hooked up in this house now on all the TVs. It's YouTube TV.
Yep.
Maybe I have to go back though. They're not exactly making it fun on us, right? Oh, here. Oh, actually, wait a minute. Never mind. We got a $20 credit. That'll save everything.
Suck it. Yeah. Get out of here.
$20?
No. I don't want the $20. I don't want the $20. I want what I paid for. And now it's overpay, too. Another increase. Now what are we doing? Why are we still here? And they know it's a pain in the ass for us to switch. And we don't want to switch. And people don't have the time to switch and deal with all this. And now we've got the holidays around the corner. Yippee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, they love to bend you over. Again and again and again. Screw them all.
What are we talking about?
All of them. Screw them all. I don't even want to say I'm anti-YouTube TV. I am anti them, but I'm also anti-ESPN too. Like, they can't get this figured out, and ABC and Disney, and before it was NBC, and oh my God. Like, yeah, it's still, I got to reassess, go back to the drawing board. What do I really want to see here? Because I'm still not getting the local broadcast here. I don't see Bulls games. I don't see White Sox games. And that's okay. I do pay for Marquee. Well, I got to cancel that because I pay like $20 a month for that one. There's no reason to have it until later on.
No, you can watch old Cubs games until April if you want.
They do carry a lot of high school sports, which is kind of cool. And now they're carrying football, but. And like, they've carried my school, St. Pat's, like basketball in the past. But yeah, there's no reason to have that. It's frustrating. It's annoying. It's impacting a lot of people. I don't know. You can do Roku? Like, I don't want to do that.
I don't know. So, to be honest with you, given the developments, though, on this show, which we've obviously talked about, and we're not going to like sulk for 59 more days, but like, I honestly, like, I wish I cared more. I'm just so apathetic. Like you said, like, oh, well, the games aren't on. So what? You know, eventually it will kick in that we can't watch games, but like tomorrow, I don't really care. Now, yeah. Ask me in a week or two when I'm having a better day and a better week, I'll be like, well, why can't I watch SMU Miami? I have a huge bet on SMU +12.5. And now I can't watch that in my house on the TV that I paid for and the YouTube TV that I subscribe to. I've literally done my part. I have the TVs. I pay for YouTube TV. Why can't I watch the game? Just make it make sense. And then all they do, yeah. YouTube sends you the email, and they don't explain anything. All they say is, our current agreement has approached its renewal date, and we will not agree to terms that disadvantage our members. You're literally disadvantaging me by not showing the game. That's the disadvantage. I don't care about this corporate mumbo jumbo. I don't care. Figure it out. We pay you. Now you do your part.
I, like you, kind of don't care. I'm not sulking in any way. I'm not going to do that. I am in the heart of the anger phase, like with everything right now. It's like every time you turn around, I just walked upstairs during the break. It was something totally unrelated. Well, it's like, I got bad news for you. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. Every day is bad news, like full on anger. What do I think happens? I think it gets worked out. Here's my thought process. Maybe I'm wrong on it. I mentioned Vandy, Texas, mentioned Notre Dame, Boston College. A lot of money, a lot of powerful people that want to watch those games this weekend. I think something gets done. Oh, wait, it's going to affect my...
Today, you think?
Yeah, before tomorrow's games. I think
that's what happened with NBC. This is very similar to the situation, at least how it started. And we got the emails, and you and I talked about it on a Friday. And then by Saturday, it was fixed. So if they follow that pattern, we'll get another email at 4:00 this afternoon. We saved the day! ! It's like, stop. I don't care. I don't want the victory dance. Just put the freaking games on TV. I don't need this email about how great you are.
I'm probably going to leave YouTube TV either way. I don't have time to deal with it right now, but when I do... I'm sick of this garbage. I'm sick of it. Like, and all these threats, and they're trying to pit us against the other people, and it's the same thing, vice versa. I'm done with them. Like, the reason I went there was the low price. It's not a low price anymore. The reason I stayed there is, okay, I got Sunday ticket. Before we know it, the NFL season's, and aren't they switching it next year anyways? It's going to, you know, I end up being on a lot more red zone than anything anyways. So, I mean, you can't watch 10 games at a time when they do that with the 1 o'clock Eastern slate. I'm going to leave them anyways. I'm sick of their crap. Like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of doing nothing about it. Being angry and doing nothing about it. I'm out of that mode. I'm about doing something at this point with everything in life.
It just doesn't really feel like there's anything we can do at this point because we have already paid for the Sunday ticket. Like, they have me at least through the football season. So
right.
I don't know that I'm going to make a change. And then maybe after the Super Bowl, I'll become an art dealer or something, or I'll start an OnlyFans. I mean, maybe I'll just like pivot and not do sports ever again. You know, you never know. I thought that would make you laugh. Me talking about OnlyFans.
A lot will make me laugh today. No offense to you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Will say there's one option with NFL, which again is too late for someone like Sam, who already has the ticket. NFL app costs you like $100 a year, and you can then use that.
What do you get?
It's not a you get red zone, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, like anything. If NFL is your thing, like, it works for me. And like, you know, I've got cable as well.
And you pull that through the TV?
You can go to the NFL app through your smart TV or simulcast it or mirror it or whatever. You have multiple options with that. That's worked for me, and that's the way I've been getting by with it. I do have YouTube TV, though. That'll be gone on my next billing date.
You're pulling it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sick. It's so annoying.
I get it. I understand it. I'm going to go back to cable, and I'm going to hate cable. So it's just like, I'm going to hate everything no matter what I pick.
Are their prices changing with so many people leaving YouTube or going to YouTube? I haven't even looked.
YouTube is the number one way that people watch television now. It's trouncing everything, even Netflix. YouTube is soaring
easy
over Netflix.
Like, the kids pull it up on the iPad if they want. It's time to go to bed. They want to watch the end of the game. Or I pull it up on my phone while I'm driving. If I want to hear the TV call, if I don't know what radio station a game is on, or if it's not even being carried in the Chicago market, like, it is very convenient. I'll say that. Now, I assume at this point you can do that with the other ones. But, I mean, this is the number one topic today. This is it. I mean, this affects every sports fan out there for the most part. And for everybody, just go to the bar. I'm not. No, I'm not.
And what YouTube TV doesn't realize, and the cable companies were so dumb about this, it was convenient. Cable was convenient. And now YouTube TV is repeating those same mistakes. It didn't work for cable when they tried this.
Yep. Dumb. Let's talk about the college football games that you can't watch tomorrow. Many of you. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.